Should we do it then? Let's do it.
What's occurring?
It's our daily quiz. Three situations. You tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
I was a sick boy yesterday, so I don't know what happened.
Greg was very good at counting and keeping score.
All right.
But that's it.
What? The rest of the show is rubbish, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
He's
at
listening
all.
Now, actually, by the way. He's not here, he's in bed. All. He just texted me.
Well, he was knocking around here earlier.
Right. Anyway, who's winning, please?
Dal Becky.
It's 27-2 to me.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, let's do it.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know Bass Hunter?
Yeah.
He is your favourite, isn't he?
Next question.
He's had huge hits with stuff like this. But you know, what about when he has his mouth full? What happens then?
What?
We got Bass Hunter to sing his hit, All I Ever Wanted, with his mouth full.
With his mouth full of what?
Chips. How many chips could Bass Hunter fit in his mouth and still be able to sing? Chappers.
12. Why are you wincing like that?
Because I was going to say... Oh, sorry. Oh. That was your good ear. I was going to say 13, but now it looks like I've just copied and gone up one, so 13.
So you're saying 13, you're saying 12.
I am.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
So, here is Bass Hunter singing with a mouthful of chips.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have these chips here, and they look very, very delicious. So, one question before we start.
Go.
How old are these chips?
They were bought about 10, 15 minutes ago, but we've let them cool down for you, Bass Hunter.
I thought you were going to say days, because they look like that.
I know. 15 days. Okay, right, so it's just a simple case of seeing how many you can fit in.
You did a counting then,
okay,
how many,
just, yeah.
And I'm going to sing at the same time.
Love that.
Well, I'm going to
two.
I have three,
you
know,
you
right?
You need to sing.
Okay. All I ever wanted was to see you smile. All I ever wanted
three,
was to make
four,
cry.
Five,
I love you.
Six, seven.
I'm still okay. All I ever wanted was to see you smile.
Nine.
All I ever wanted was to make
you cry. All I ever wanted was to make you cry.
14.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, sorry, oh. Chappers. It was 14.
Was he just about to gag at
the end
of that?
Yeah, he did gag a little bit. Oh.
Oh. What's occurring?
Did the chips get progressively smaller? Because it sounded like the first few were huge, and then suddenly he went on a roll with them.
They weren't skinny fries, were they? They were more like wedges.
Mm, sounds like it.
Could make for a better track, though, doesn't it? Sorry, Becky, I know you've got a sick phobia. He wasn't actually sick.
You're trying to get yourself on a Bass Hunter track there by counting.
Yeah. Okay, so... Becky's in the lead at the moment. It's Oh, What's Occurring. Now, have you seen that show called The Family on Channel 4?
No.
Have you heard about it?
I've heard about it.
Right, it's basically a fly-on-the-wall reality show about a family, okay?
Shouting at each other.
It's actually quite good. It's the kind of thing you would never agree to do, but, it was on last night on Channel 4. Now, imagine for a moment that you were a dad and you had a daughter, right?
Right, yes.
Okay. Now, imagine that your daughter went to a Spice Girls gig.
Okay.
This was on The Family last night.
Right.
At the breakfast table the following morning, what would you ask your daughter about the gig? Hmm?
Right.
What would you ask?
I should know this, shouldn't I, really? Did you enjoy the gig?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Okay. So here's your question. On last night's episode of the Fly on the Wall show, The Family, which I think is really good, by the way, how many questions did the dad ask his daughter about the Spice Girls gig she went to? Bearing in mind, she's just got up, she's half asleep. That's that thing where your dad's going, rah, 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 and you're just like, oh, God. Chappers.
It's either going to be none, or it's going to be like 17. So I'm going to say 8.
You're saying 8. How many questions?
None or 17, and you've gone with 8.
Yeah, that's logic, that, Becky.
Right, well, I'm going to go with 17 then, because that's what you think it is, but you're just choosing to guess something else.
So you think 17?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the dad off The Family on Channel 4 last night. How many Spice Girls questions did he ask his daughter?
Where did you go last night? Where's that?
Maidstone.
You're in Maidstone?
Yeah.
Where's your whole group if you go?
Will you go?
Would you like to tell me about the concert, please? Were the kids there? What was the best bit? Did they sing or mime? Do they have a Spice band? And they were girls as well. Was it really loud? Did aggressive Spice come and do her thing?
Scary.
Did she?
Scary Spice, not aggressive Spice.
Was she the loudest? Did they play all the songs that you'd hope they'd play? What's the first one they did? Tell me what you want, what I really want. That was the very last song. Was that the best song? Did you dance a lot? Did you do any stage diving? Did you have to queue for long? Was there a warm-up band? Was that a famous person? Did anybody get up on the stage? Did you buy a Spice Girls t-shirt? Do you think you'll show it to me one day? Was the journey all right? Well, thanks for sharing so much about your interesting evening with the Spice Girls.
And she didn't. She answered like 2 questions, and he just kept firing at her.
The only one she answered was to correct him over aggressive Spice.
No, that wasn't her. That was the young brother.
That, was that the brother?
It's not aggressive Spice. It's scary Spice. It's a good show. You should watch it. 28 questions. Unbelievable, and no, not many answers.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, Becky wins that again. 2-1 to you,
I'm
Becky.
I'm having a dreadful... 2-1 to her, did you say? How do you work that out?
No, it's 2-0 to you. So, it's my ear. It's my ear.
We've only played
it's two. My ear. Also affects my counting. Now, here's the last one. You know Rowetta off of X Factor in 2004?
Yes.
Remember she... That was the one where Steve Brookstein won it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it was the first ever X Factor. She was in the Happy Mondays for a bit, remember? Here's my question to you, though. If a weird stalker was to phone up Rowetta off the X Factor in 2004, how long would she stay on the phone for before hanging up? Becky...
Is this your West Country man again?
Yeah, he's back.
30 seconds.
Is Becky saying 30 seconds?
I'm going to go 29 seconds.
Oh, okay then. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, here is Rowetta off the X Factor in 2004 getting a call from a stalker. But how long will she talk to him for?
Hello?
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 Hiya!
Hello, who is it?
Are you actually Rowetta?
Who do you want to speak to?
Rowetta.
My, who is it?
Oh my God, it is you, isn't it? I can hear your voice. You don't know me, my name's Scott, but I just found your number. I just found your number on this wall, and I'm like, oh my God, it can't be actual Rowetta, and now I rang it, and it's you, off X Factor.
On what wall?
I'm in a pub called the Sally Pussy in Swindon. And it's on the wall.
Can you cross it out, please?
So how are you anyway?
I'm right, can you go and cross my number off the wall, please?
Yeah, I'm doing it now as
I'm
fine. Speak to
I'm
you.
I'm just working, so I can't stay, but thank
all right,
you.
But how are you
all
anyway?
Right. I'm fine, thank you.
It's great to speak to you. I loved you on X Factor. You're
right,
your number one
you.
Fan.
Thank you.
I think you're brilliant.
Is my number off the wall?
Yeah, I've just crossed off the wall now. No one can see it. Just a couple
That's
of digits.
That somebody's put that number up.
I know. Who do that?
I've no idea.
Anyway, I love you.
Right, thank you very much.
Don't go. Right. Rowetta.
I've got to go.
Don't
go. All right, take care.
Can we meet up?
No, I'm sorry,
Hello?
But take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Don't go.
I've got to work.
Rowetta,
bye-bye.
Don't go. everywhere. 1 minute 15.
Oh, even when I go tactical, I get it wrong.
Becky wins.
Oh. What's occurring?
Love Rowetta.
Could you take it off wall now? What was that? That's mad, that, isn't it?
Yep, so, stayed on for quite a long time, didn't she, really?
She was very polite.
Becky wins today. Let us know how you did on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Scott Mills.
One.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcasts.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.